Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Natalie here for today's podcast. I have taken over the podcast for today. I have Mike currently tied up in a closet, and he will be not bothering us at all. And just kidding. We are actually in lovely Denver, Colorado, and we are doing our socially distanced live event for our Millionaire Mastermind clients and our Next Level clients. And it is amazing. It is so exciting to see everybody here and all of the energy that's going on, and to, you know, give people elbows to meet them in person. So we're having a great time, but Mike is currently helping all of those people and loving on them. And so I am here with you guys to talk about everything that I have learned about running a cleaning company from Mike. So this is going to be kind of fun. I'm going to give you a little bit of my perspective and share with you guys how much I love you guys and what I've learned about it, and hopefully help you guys kind of work through some stuff as well. So feel free to ask any questions, and I'm going to do my best to answer all of them and just hang out with you guys, because I love you guys. You guys are great. I'm going to start real quick with a little kind of fun, a little bit about who is Mike, just from my perspective, since he isn't here to defend himself. And I know a lot of times I give him a hard time, because that is my job. I am supposed to give him a hard time. But Mike is an amazing husband and father, and he's a wonderful coach, and he is so passionate about you guys, Cleaning Nation, and that just makes me so proud to be a part of this, and to spend time with how much he loves you guys, and to talk about and strategize and how, you know, we can really help you guys. So fun facts about Mike: he gets up every morning at 5 a.m. because he is an old man, and he starts off his day with a quiet time, reading his Bible and kind of getting his mindset straight, so that he can really dive in and think about all the best ways to bring value to you, Cleaning Nation, and to our clients, and to the world at large. He does not eat breakfast, believe it or not. He is not a breakfast eater, and but he is a big addict of those workout drinks. So he has to have his workout drink in the morning, but no breakfasts. A lot of people are surprised by this. Hey, Linda, how's it going? But Mike has never drank or been drunk, despite his jovial disposition. And a lot of people are like, no way, he's drunk right now. He has never drank or drunk or been drunk, which is really fun. And, you know, a nice little perk to being married to your perpetual designated driver. Also, he does not enjoy making cleaning company owners cry, believe it or not. He doesn't, but he will if he thinks it will help them to achieve their goals. So especially at these events, we always have some really like intense moments where people are sharing and pouring out their feelings and their heart and kind of what's going on with their business. And Mike will kind of like just get them to that spot. And so sometimes we have people that will cry, but they have these amazing breakthroughs, and it is such a pleasure and a privilege to be a part of that. And I'm really bummed, because I wanted to bring you guys in to the live event to show you guys. I was going to, you know, take you in there and kind of like show you around, but the way it works with the social distancing and the masks and the Wi-Fi situation here, I wasn't going to be that guy and carry my computer through like the whole, you know, the whole hotel with like my mask on and take you guys down the elevator into there. So my my apologies, guys. I wanted to show you what it was like, but it is absolutely an amazing experience, and hopefully we'll have some like videos and images and snippets to share with you guys. That said, Mike gets fired up to help our community. It gives him passion and energy, and he is pumped from like the moment he wakes up in the morning until his very last call in the day. But then at about 8:30, if we're lucky, he turns into a pumpkin and then he's down. But then, you know, up at 5 a.m. So that's pretty exciting. And he truly does deeply and genuinely care about the success of every one of our clients. Like, we consider all of them and you guys not just members of Cleaning Nation, but like our larger family, our friends, and we truly do care about each and every one of you guys. And it's just something that makes what we do so rewarding and amazing. So I just want to love on you guys and tell you how blessed we are to be able to serve you guys, especially in this time where things are difficult for everybody. We really, truly feel blessed to love what we do and to love the people that we serve. So you guys are amazing, and we really appreciate that. Okay, and the last thing that's kind of a fun little random thing about Mike is he does not like the texture of those 3D plastic materials, you know, like those like cups that you get that are like the you know, promotional cups, and like you look at them and they change and it's kind of got that like ribbed plastic like texture to it. He can't handle that texture. Like, he doesn't want to touch it. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it. He is not a fan, and his ultimate kryptonite is kind of running your fingers across it. So, fun little fact about Mike, the man, the myth, the legend, cannot handle 3D textures, which is awesome. So, now I'm going to kind of get started into who I have learned you guys are, Cleaning Nation, through the last, you know, 6 years of us kind of serving you guys. I've really come to understand that cleaning company owners are some of the most dedicated to their clients' happiness. I mean, I've seen people lose sleep over worrying about their clients, making sure that they do everything right, and worrying about their employees or their staff really giving the highest level of service to their clients. And I haven't really seen that in, I mean, I have with certain individuals, but kind of as a whole, you guys, Cleaning Nation, seem to care the most about your clients out of every other entrepreneurial group that I've ever seen. And it is amazing. You guys are truly dedicated to what you do. And oftentimes, most caring, selfless, hardworking people that I have ever had the pleasure of working with. I mean, you guys will sacrifice your time, your energy, and your sanity to keep your clients happy. Even if you're not making any money on that job, even if they're driving you insane, even if their requests are absolutely outlandish, you guys will go above and beyond to serve your clients. You guys really do have a servant's heart, which is amazing, but can also work against you when it comes to things like setting boundaries, profitability, trusting that your employees will do the same kind of work as you do, which is awesome. But at the same time, it really does like hinder your ability to really like delegate those tasks, right? Because you're like, I need to control this. I care about my clients. I care about my business. I care about everybody so much that I have a hard time letting it go. And that can really hold you back. And also the final thing that I've really learned about you guys is that, and this isn't everybody, but I've found it in a lot of places, is that you guys really undervalue the services that you provide and the value and how vital they are to the people that you serve. It's not just cleaning. It's not just we vacuum or clean toilets or dust or whatever. You guys are providing a service to people that is giving them time, that is giving them freedom back, whether it's with their families or you know, within a company that they know that they don't have to worry about their employees having to pick up after, you know, the cleaning crew comes through, or worrying about their clients coming in and the place is dirty. The things that you guys do and the value you bring is huge. And you're not just these technicians that, you know, go in, do a job and then leave. You really do provide something that is truly valuable to the people that you serve. And I think a lot of you really kind of lose sight of that. And I really want to encourage all of you guys that you are doing something that is amazing, especially now with COVID and everybody's concerns about sanitation and making sure that we're all safe and healthy and happy. What you guys do is vital, and you don't forget that. So I just wanted to kind of like share that with you because I don't think you guys hear it enough. You are amazing. You are valuable. You provide a wonderful service to the people's lives that you touch. And don't lose sight of that. Like, you guys just aren't cleaners. You guys bring time and energy and value back to the people that you serve. So that's kind of like who I've discovered you guys are. And the other thing is the things that make you guys crazy that I hear over and over and over again. Biggest mistakes that you guys have found that drive you crazy is letting the fears that you have about doing what's best for your company hold you back. And so that could be firing clients that you may have had for a number of years, but realize that you are either breaking even or even paying for the privilege of serving. But you're like, oh, I can't fire, you know, X, Y, and Z client. Like, they've been with me forever. And what are they going to do? Like, I'll just handle that account. And that doesn't serve you well, but I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Firing employees that are kind of like, you know, they started off great, or maybe you guys are friends, or maybe you're even related. But they're just, their work has gone downhill. You're getting a lot of complaints, or worse, they're kind of spreading like a cancer throughout the rest of your employees. I know we've all had that. I've had that in other businesses that we've run, where we'll have one person who starts off great and then they kind of go south. And instead of just going south on their own and their own little like microcosm, they decide to like start spreading their negativity and their complaints and their problems with your other employees. And it's pervasive. And if you don't stop that immediately, it can really kind of sour your whole community. So it's really important that if you have a pain in the butt customer, or if you have an employee that's going south, you've got to fire him. You got to fire him right away. I've never heard anybody go, oh man, I really wish that I had waited on firing Susie after she, you know, came in drunk to work or whatever. Nobody ever says that. Everyone's like, I wish I had fired them, you know, 3 months ago. So don't allow your fears about what's going to happen, or, you know, your self-worth or your value, like, oh, they're not going to like me, or they're going to be angry with me, hold you back from that, because that's really important. And the other thing is raising prices, right? A lot of you guys have fear around raising prices. And I know that Mike has talked about that, where, you know, if you raise your prices by 20%, you're not going to make just 20% more, especially if your profit margin is 20%, you're going to make twice as much, 200% more, because if, you know, you're just adding that 20% to your bottom line, and you're not adding 20% more of, you know, overhead expenses or cost of goods sold. So there's just, you know, those few little things that people really have a lot of head trash about, that really hold them back and drive them crazy, because then they're just working harder and harder and harder instead of kind of streamlining and systematizing. Not charging enough is probably one of those big key things that drive you guys insane, and you don't know why, because you're like, oh, I guess I should just charge this. This seems fair, but then, you know, you're afraid to charge what you're worth, and then you end up spinning your wheels and working really hard to try to make ends meet because you're not charging appropriately. Another one that I found is not delegating $12 an hour tasks and working 100 hours a week. Don't do that. You guys are the owners. You guys are the big picture people. Some of you are probably still cleaning. Maybe you guys are solo cleaners and you want to get into a company where you're no longer cleaning, because let's be honest, it's hard work, right? You're on your hands and knees. You're moving equipment up and down. It's physically demanding, and eventually you're going to kind of give out. You need people to help you with that. And as the owner, it makes more sense for you to hire people to do the day-to-day tasks, you know, scheduling, or, you know, handling clients or taking calls or setting up like meetings. You can absolutely hire somebody to do that. They don't even have to be there. You can hire a virtual assistant through multiple different places, but you should be focusing on the big picture things, like, you know, systems and processes, you know, your marketing, your client attraction, your employee attraction, your company culture and your core values. Those things are valuable. Those things are $1,000 an hour tasks. Those things nobody else cares enough or cares as much as you to do, and you should be doing it, right? I mean, if, and I think Mike has used this analogy as well, if you're in a plane and you're flying cross country and all of a sudden the pilot comes out of the cockpit and, you know, comes up to you and starts handing you peanuts and like, you know, can I get you a drink or can I fluff your pillow? You're like, wait, who's flying the plane? This makes me really uncomfortable. So same thing, you've got to have somebody flying the plane. You've got to have somebody managing your company, and then you hire out all the other tasks that you can teach other people to. You know, that you can have people answering your phones and doing all that stuff and then allow you to kind of focus and work. And then stay with me. You can enjoy the fruits of your labor, take vacations, see your family, and actually not feel guilty. That is possible. That is the whole point. If you are not having your business serve you, you just have another job. If your business is serving you, now you're cooking with fire. You are the entrepreneur. You are steering this, you know, you're flying the plane, you're steering the ship, you're doing the things that will serve you. But until your business can run without you, you're kind of still stuck on it, and you're missing out on that huge benefit to being an entrepreneur. We always say, well, yeah, I make my own hours. It's like, not really. If you're working 100 hours a week and you're being called in to do all those last minute cleans, it's really important that you be able to delegate those tasks so that you can actually enjoy the fruits of your labor. Okay. The other thing is kind of dovetailing off of that is only hiring after somebody quits. Don't do that. we always kind of think, well, I've got enough employees. I'm just going to like hold off on that. And I'm going to work on getting clients or just work on whatever, or go on vacation. But then what happens is one employee quits, and it's never just one, you know, it's always like two or three at the same time. Or like, you know, one person's like, well, I'm moving away. Another one's like, oh, I got another job. Or, you know, another one just no called, no shows. And now you've got an emergency situation on your hands where you've got multiple accounts and no time to fill them. And now you're the person that's doing all of the cleaning in the middle of the night because all of your employees are gone. So the way that you combat that is by making sure that you are constantly hiring, right? Mike is always harping on that. Always be hiring. Always have that line open to where you have new people coming in so you can always top grade, because you may have a couple of A-plus employees. But most likely there are probably a few B's and a couple of C's that you put up with because there's nobody else that's willing to do the work. So if you're constantly hiring, A, it lights a fire under them to kind of, you know, oh crap, there's people that really want this job. I really should probably not no call, no show. And I should probably, you know, provide the services that I agreed that I would do. And then if and when somebody actually quits, you've got kind of like this whole bullpen of ready, willing, and able applicants that you can actually pull the trigger on and do. So there's the benefit of being able to top grade, and anybody that kind of slips down into that C or D range, you can absolutely get rid of them and then put somebody new in. So that's the way that you kind of like keep yourself from losing your sanity with employees, is just constantly be hiring. And it's, you can make it kind of something that's not a, you know, every single day of the week, right? We've got systems within the Clean Profit Program that kind of teach you how to do that, where you're minimizing your time, you're automating a lot of it, and then you're just spending like 1 or 2 hours a week on hiring and making sure that you have the right staff to kind of help you get your business to the next level. And then the another thing that I found, and if you guys have any questions, feel free to just kind of like put them in the chat. I'm happy to answer them. I have no problem with that. And hi, Kim. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Tracy. You guys are amazing. Thank you for joining me today. So back to kind of what I was saying is focusing on things like buying cars and wrapping them and, you know, stickers, posters, flyers, and all that stuff, which is fine and it's great. It makes you feel important and it makes you feel like you've got a big business. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and judge you if you're like, no, this is really important to me and I need this, but not at the cost of actually doing things that affect your bottom line. having a fleet of vehicles and having all of these things that are, you know, wraps and fancy, all this other stuff is great if you're making consistently good money. But if you're struggling financially, buying a fleet of cars and wrapping them is not going to help your bottom line. You've really got to figure out what's going on with your client attraction, what's going on with your profit margins, and fine-tuning and drooling those things. And they're not sexy. They're not things that make you feel big and important. And they're, you know, like they're just not things that outwardly look like you're successful, like you've got this big business, but they are the things that are going to most effectively impact your bottom line. And so you kind of have to ask yourself those things where it's like, is it more important for me to have all of these things that make me feel like I have a big business, or is it more important for me to focus on the things that aren't super sexy but are going to affect my bottom line and my bank account? So I've seen people kind of focus on those things or look at other people as the yardstick or the measuring stick, like, oh, that person's really successful, they got all of these things and I don't. Well, they may, but they may have a tremendous amount of overhead and expense, and they're not making any money. I mean, I've known entrepreneurs who are making, you know, $200,000-$300,000 a month and they're broke. So you've got to make sure that you're managing those things so that all the stuff that you do actually affects your bottom line. And so kind of those are the things that kind of I've seen drive you guys crazy. And hopefully I can kind of, you know, help you shift your mindset a little bit onto what I've found. I've seen other people in our program use to work and help them grow. The other thing is their biggest woes are like finding and hiring the right people, which we kind of talked about. Pain in the butt customers that they're afraid to fire, and then working constantly and not being able to take a break or vacation. Those are the things that I've seen are the biggest woes of owners of cleaning companies, and it breaks my heart, but it also makes me super excited to help you guys get over those hurdles. So let's shift gears, because now we've kind of talked about the stuff that drives you nuts, into how to get what you want. Like, what have I seen within our program, within you guys, Cleaning Nation, that has helped people the most get what they want out of their business? Number one thing that I've seen is doing, like, the willingness to do the scary things, like firing bad customers, doing things differently than you've done, and focus on profit, not gross sales. And, you know, looking big and successful. That, I think, is probably the number one thing that I've seen how to get what you want, which is that mind shift, that focus of like, okay, I have been doing X, Y, and Z for 10 years, and it hasn't gotten me the results that I want, and being willing, open, and coachable into shifting that mindset and going, okay, well, I recognize that this has gotten me to this level, but when I want to get to my goals, I absolutely am ready, willing, and able to do things that are scary and may seem, you know, counterintuitive, because you're like, well, no, I need to be like this big business. I need to be, you know, people need to know that I'm professional. And honestly, some people may, but the vast majority of people don't care how many cars you have or how fancy they're wrapped. They care about how well you can take care of their needs and you know, what kind of a company you are, and, you know, core values match and all that. People care about that. They care about themselves, and they want to know how you can serve them, and they don't, you know, your fancy wrapped cars don't serve them. Being able to identify their needs and express that to them and communicate that you understand their needs is far more effective than any other kind of big, like, I have a big company show, than anything else. Billy is asking, what programs do you use to manage virtual assistants? There are a ton of different places that you can find virtual assistants online, like, you know, Upwork or getagreatassistant.com. You know, there's multiple platforms that you can find, and you can post a job, and you can actually, like, interview people, and you can see, like, all of their qualifications and all that. Ideally, you're not really going to have to manage them quite as much, right? You should be able to find somebody that can meet your needs. You know, you give them a test, right? And ideally, what you do is you take this task and you do it multiple times yourself, and you kind of write it out list by list, like what you do, right? Like, okay, so when I come into the morning, I check the emails and I go through all of these emails and I contact all of these people and I call them. And then when I call them, there's the script that I read, and you literally just write it down, and then you have that person kind of do that task. And you may not find the right person right off the bat. Sometimes you will, depending on how complex the task is and how qualified they are. But the whole point is that you don't have to micromanage these people. You may have like a weekly meeting or something like that to make sure that they're on task and that they're meeting their goals and their quota. But you know, there's a ton of stuff out there. So hopefully that answers your question, Billy. I'd say, like, you know, Upwork or Get a Great Assistant is great for somebody that's a little bit more like an office manager or like, you know, a director. But for smaller tasks, you know, Upwork is great, and I'm sure there's plenty others out there. Yeah, absolutely. As far as tutorials go, you do the tutorials. So you can do that a number of ways. You can absolutely, you know, do videos, like you do, you know, like you can do like a screen share or whatever and say, this is how I do this. And you just kind of step it out one by one and build it out. But it shouldn't be super complex, right? These people should be qualified and they should be able to do it as long as you give them kind of the right tasks. Okay, moving on. The next thing is the attitude of I'm going to do whatever it takes. A lot of people get overwhelmed and stressed and frustrated, especially since you guys are amazing, but I've found you guys, Cleaning Nation, are not very technologically, not really technologically like advanced. You guys have like a whole lot of fear around technology, but the people that I've found that are most successful are like, I don't care, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna try it, and if I fail, that's okay, but at least I tried, instead of just shutting down and, you know, giving themselves like the excuse of like, well, I don't really understand all of this stuff, I'm just gonna, like, you know, pick my head in my stand and just kind of do it the hard way. There are so many tools out there that can help you get to that next level and make your life easier. You just have to be willing to be open to learning stuff. And it's not, you know, it's not rocket science. It's not, you know, as easy as falling down, but it's certainly a lot easier than banging your head against the wall and doing things the old way. So having that, like, that mindset of I'm just going to do whatever it takes has been huge. And we've found that the most successful people have that mindset. And then, of course, people that create systems to automate their business so that they can focus on the big picture stuff, that's huge. Systems are probably one of the most important things to saving you time, to saving you energy, to giving you the ability to serve your clients, to, you know, get your team pumped in the morning when you have no fires to put out because there's systems and processes that everybody can follow. That is the easiest way for you to let your business run on autopilot so that you can kind of focus on the big things. And then, of course, like I said before, value yourself and what you bring to this world. You guys have a tremendous amount of value. You guys are amazing. You do something that is so important for so many people. You know, for Mike and I, we've got, you know, this business to run. We've got a toddler. We've got other things that we do on a daily basis. And, you know, at the end of the day, the last thing I want to do is scrub floors and do all kinds of manual labor. I'm exhausted. I've been chasing a toddler and talking to Mike all day. And I don't know if you know this, but he can be a lot. But he is amazing. So the cleaners that come in and clean our home, it's life-changing for me. It is just such a relief to know that I can kind of come home and do that. And I have tremendous gratefulness and gratitude to them for what they do. And I know that your clients feel the same way. So don't forget that. You guys are amazing. So that is basically it, guys. That's all I've got for you today. I need to get back in there and help Mike serve our amazing mastermind and next level clients. If you want our help to get to where you want to go, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. It's the best 50 minutes we've got on-demand training. It's completely free. You can get on there, you can check it out, and you know, learn how to take your business to the next level. I am truly sorry that I can't bring you guys into the live event, but I don't think anyone wants to sit with me in an elevator with a mask with my computer and kind of doing all that stuff for the next 5 minutes. But I assure you it's amazing, and Mike is missing talking to you guys right now. Also, final thing, if you tell Mike that you have subscribed, rated, reviewed, or shared the show on Instagram, he will get you a copy of his book, I'm a Freaking Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard? So definitely go out there, subscribe to the podcast, review, rate, share the show on Instagram, get the word out, tell other people, and we'll get you a copy of his book. So thank you for joining me, Cleaning Nation. Thank you for giving us the honor and the privilege of being able to serve you guys. You guys are amazing. We love you. And I hope you guys all have a fantastic week. Mike will be back, I believe, either later this week or next week. I have to check the podcast. But hopefully you guys got some value out of this. You guys take care, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.